This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. I was recalculating the expansion of the universe the other day, and was wondering if we could use that to justify a lot split on the property you just helped me buy.
Richard said he loves this. It's one of my favorites. It was written by Brent Gloege, and that was the kind of guy he was, the way he thought out of the box. And that was just so clever. And I'm so disappointed that I didn't write it. But we miss you, Brent. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, UCSB Economic Forecast Director, economist Peter Rupert. Talk about the economy, real estate, tariffs, China. He loves talking about rent control, and I don't know about State Street. We won't have time for any of that, but you know, it's a lofty goal. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year-to-date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. And first, of course, been tracking pending listings every week to tell you what's pending. But 51 weeks ago, it was hard to believe that it's now a year. And I started including the median price. So right now we have 67 pending listings. And the median price, just under $2.4 million. Year-to-date median price, $2,828,000. And we have 67 pending listings at a median price of $2.4 million. So year-to-date sales price will come down. It's been just crazy. We had almost 3 months where the pending pool was over $2.6 million. And clearly that translated into what we see today. Year-to-date median price, $2,828,000, averaging almost 15.9 sales per week. In 2024, we averaged just under 50.4. It's now over 50.9, so about a half sale more per week for the first, how many weeks? 15 weeks. Almost 15.9. Now, the last 6 months of 2024, we averaged 15.31, so it's even a bigger jump. Looking at year-to-date days on market, 15 days on market, that's cumulative, that's all. Last year it was 12, the year before that is 10. Oh, you go, look at that, things are staying on the market a bit longer. Yeah, 10, 12, 15, it's not a huge difference. But if you look at the last 6 months of 2024, the days on market was 18. So here we are in 2025, first 15 weeks, almost the first 4 months, starting off with a bit of a bang. Higher number of sales and shorter days on market. Last year's year-to-date, $2,250,000. Year before that, 2022, it was $2.5 million. 2021, it was $2,062,000. In 2021, ended up at $1,962,000 for the year. And prior years, 2020 back to 2016, it was more like $1,003,000 range was the median price. A little lower, a little higher. 2015, it was $1,001,000. For the first 15 weeks of the year, 2015 ended up at $1,132,000. And here we are. The last 3 years, 22, 23, 24, essentially median price, $2,225,000 range. Very, very level. Let's see, 238 sales. Okay, that's higher than the last few years. And it's enough about that. What if you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, Festivus for the rest of us? 173 sales, median price $2,255,000. So yeah, you know, Montecito and Hope Ranch are driving, you know, pushes up the median price. Montecito only, median price almost $6 million. But even without Hope Ranch and Montecito, the median price, 55 for the first 15 weeks of the year is a lot higher than last year's 2 million. The year before that, 1.7 million. The year before that, just under 2 million. The year before that, 1.5 million. 2020, it was 1.2 million. 1.2 million in 2020 for the first 15 weeks of the year. Median price without Hope Ranch and Montecito was 1.2 million. Today it's 2.255. Just staggering numbers. Montecito only, as mentioned, 5.9 million, median price, 57 sales. And looking back to 2017, 57 sales in Montecito only is the third highest. The next highest was 61, so we weren't too far behind. But then you have numbers in the 40s and the 30s. 2023 was only 25 sales in Montecito for the first 15 weeks. That's weird. 2018 was a debris flow, also 29 sales. So the unicorn year 2021 had 94 sales in Montecito for the first 15 weeks of the year. But back then, the median price was only 4.8 million for Montecito only. Today, 5.9 million, 57 sales. Heinz ketchup, or catsup, people say. East of the Rockies, they say catsup, and they say Hellman's versus west of the Rockies. Is it the Rockies or the Mississippi? You got a jar of Best Foods mayonnaise? Take a look. Okay. That's enough. It's enough about that. Enough about me. What do you think about me? There was a sale I wanted to tell you about on the Lower Riviera, Loma Street. This is cutting edge news. This sold, I don't have the sold date on it. Oh, yeah, I do. Sold November 2024. So we're right on top of things to bring you the latest in MLS news. You know, it caught my attention, so I printed it and never have time to do this stuff. They were asking $1,395,000. It was built the year my dad was born, 1914. Good sized parcel, 5,227 square feet. And it was on the market 14 days. Asking $1,395,000, sold for $1,006,000. 768 square foot house. Seems almost impossible. That's why when people try to ask, what are houses selling per square foot? When I first started in real estate, it was like, you know, does it have air conditioning? We don't need air conditioning in Santa Barbara. You open the windows at night, let the cool air in, and close the windows, you're fine. And that was true. And it's still true, just not as frequently. And the other question was, well, what about square footage? How much square foot? What's the price per square foot? From Los Angeles. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with economist Peter Rupert, UCSB Economic Forecast Director. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.